A kid was asked what he was thankful for. He said, my glasses, they keep the boys from fighting me and the girls from kissing me.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today we present classic complaints. These are actual complaints I have either heard or uttered myself. Here we go. My treadmill broke. Now I have to run outdoors. This microwave has too many options. Perrier water in the plastic bottles tastes weird. My neighbor just put a password on his Wi-Fi. 20 chicken McNuggets and one dipping sauce? Come on! I poured my cereal into the bowl without checking to see if we still had milk. We didn't. If my ripped jeans keep ripping, I'll need to buy new ripped jeans. My shampoo and conditioner never run out at the same time. I can't sit comfortably because my wallet is too fat. In 1988, Jan Grebski, a Polish railway worker, fell into a coma as the result of a tumor. In time, the tumor shrunk enough to relieve the pressure on his brainstem, and one day Grebski sat up. By that time, the world had changed. Poland was no longer a communist state where meat was rationed and only tea and vinegar could be purchased in the shops. The country Grebski woke up in was a free Poland. There are so many goods in the shops, it makes my head spin, he said. Surely the people were living grateful lives. But according to Grebski, they weren't. What amazes me, he said, is all these people who walk around with their mobile phones and never stop moaning. I've got nothing to complain about. Today, I need to hear from a man like this. Just last night, I said to my wife, there's like 2 chocolate chips in this whole cookie. First world problems. When the nation of Israel was liberated from captivity in Egypt, they rejoiced for about 12 minutes. Then the grumbling commenced. They moaned about the food, water, leadership, the rocks in their sandals, the onions. They saw the giants of the promised land and grumbled. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Grumble, grumble. Maybe we say grumbling, big deal. Well, it was a big deal to God. Because of their complaining, this generation of grousers never entered the promised land. Why does God take grumbling so seriously? Because each time we whine, we forget God's character, his unfailing love, his provision, his deliverance. Complaining locks us in a desert, dries up our joy, sucks the laughter from our bodies. Ingratitude can topple a nation. In Romans 1, the Apostle Paul describes the downfall of a whole society. Although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. Paul lists some results of ingratitude: greed, depravity, envy, murder, strife, gossip, slander, arrogance. So if ingratitude is a big deal, how do we stop whining? Try this. Each time you feel a grumble coming on, put lip balm in your nose. No, please don't. You kids out there, don't be doing this. Each time you feel a grumble coming on, substitute a thanks instead. If you don't know where to start and you can't get out of bed, start here. Say, thank you, Jesus, for redeeming my life. I don't understand so many things right now, but I understand that you love me, that you've given your life so I could have abundant life forever. You are so good, so kind. I am so blessed. Remember our grateful friend Jan Grebski? He credited his survival to his wife, Gertruda. She cared and prayed for him. Grebski was a father of 4 when he went into a coma. While disabled, he gained 11 grandchildren and was remembered as a grateful man.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.